Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Joe Carbone, Chief Executive Officer of Manningham City Council. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this tonight's meeting of Council. I'll firstly introduce into the chamber the members of the executive team. Chris Potter, Director of Community Programs. Philip Lee, the Director of Shared Services. Roger Woodlock, the Acting Director of Assets and Engineering. Errol Wilkins, the Acting Director of Planning and Environment. I'll now call the councillors into the chamber by their respective wards. From the Heidi Ward, Councillor Jeff Goff. Councillor Jim Griver-Christopoulos. Councillor Michelle Kleinert. Of the Kunung Ward, Councillor Dot Haynes. Councillor Stephen O'Brien. And from the Mullum Mullum Ward, Councillor Meg Downey. And Councillor Sophie Galbally. Now may I please ask you to stand for His Worship the Mayor of Manningham, Councillor Paul McLeish.
Opening prayer and acknowledgement. Almighty God, we pray for your blessing upon this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and happiness, unity and justice may be established among us all. Amen. Manningham Council acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of this land we now know as Manningham. We pay our respects to Wurundjeri elders past and present and value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Manningham. I welcome all members of the public here tonight to this council meeting. Manningham Council would also like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manningham over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. A meeting agenda, supplementary papers, and information on both our meeting procedures and opportunities to ask questions of Council are available from the desk near the door. The Council meeting is controlled by a meetings procedure local law. I will introduce each item of business as listed in the agenda by calling it by number and by reading the title. I will then call for a mover and seconder of a motion on the item before opening any debate. Only councillors are able to join the debate on an item. When I refer to recommendations or an alternative recommendation, I'm referring to the council officer's recommendation as set out in the report. Councillors may adopt the recommendation or propose amendments and supplementary motions. I also draw your attention to two opportunities for you to ask questions tonight. Verbal questions will be dealt with early in the meeting, but only about issues which are not on the agenda and from people who registered prior to the meeting. Written questions are dealt with towards the end of the meeting. These can be about any issue, including items on tonight's agenda. Item two, apologies for absence and granting of leave of absence.
Mr. Mayor, an apology has been received from Councillor Jennifer Yang.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. There being no informal questions from the public registered for this evening, we will move straight on to item three, prior notifications of conflict of interest.
Mr. Mayor, I've received no prior notifications of conflict of interest.
Thank you. Item four, confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on 25th of September, August 2015, and special meeting of Council held on 8th September 2015. Do I have a mover?
I'll move that one, Mr. Mayor. I move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on August the 25th, 15, and special meeting of Council held on 8th of September be confirmed.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleinert. Councillor O'Brien. Thank you. In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for, those against, carried. Item 5, presentations. Excuse me for one moment. I'll just pick up something from the other room. Thank you, Mr. CEO, if you could assist me. Councillors, we've been presented with this gift from teachers and students from the Gymnasium Wöhl, Germany, who visited the council offices on Friday. They're part of an exchange program with the Donvale Christian College. We had about 25 students in the chamber here on Friday, and it was lovely to speak with them and talk about our community. And we were presented with this beautiful print by them on behalf of the mayor of Wöhl. It depicts symbolically some of the style of architecture of the village of Wöhl, and you see here harking back to the spire on the cathedral in the town, but this is also reminiscent of another church in the town which represents a different religious group, and it's very much symbolic of the architecture of the village where these young people come from. It's appropriate that they're in an exchange program with Donvale Christian College because they are from a semi-rural precinct in Germany. So the outlook that they have from their village is very reminiscent of the outlook that they have when they visit Donvale Christian College in the low-density zone in our Mullum Mullum ward. So I'm very privileged to have accepted this on behalf of our council from the students at the Christian College and the mayor of Wöhl. There we are.
Sure.
Thank you, councillors. Item 6, petitions and joint letters.
Mr. Mayor, there are no petitions and joint letters.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item 7, admission of urgent business.
There are no items of urgent business, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Item 8, planning permit applications. Item 8.1, planning application number PL14-024726, 200-204 Foot Street, Templestowe, construction of a Part 3, Part 4 storey apartment building comprising 40 dwellings. Do I have a mover? Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos.
I recommend that the application be adopted, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleiner. Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, I request that you support this application. As demonstrated in the assessment in this report, the proposal achieves a high level of compliance within the Manningham planning scheme. In particular, residential design and development overlay schedule, and of course the clause 55.2, which is more than two dwellings on one lot. Councillors, the proposal provides for a modern contemporary residential apartment building to be introduced into Foot Street. The retention of the large lemon-scented gum tree will be kept, and the retention of this gum tree shows that the applicant is actually looking after the actual space itself. The proposal, in the opinion of the officers, does not comprise any of the many adjoining of the nearby properties. And it's also recognised that the building will present a substantial mass to properties in the south, but of course, as per the report, it is an acceptable consequence of local housing policy. The building and design of this also provides good levels of articulation, protection from unreasonable overlooking, and a mixture of materials and finishes. So I urge councillors to support this motion.
Thank you. Councillor Kleiner. Thank you. Do I have a speaker against? That being the case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item 8.2, planning application PL14-024694, construction of three residential buildings comprising 69 apartments with associated basement car parking at 175 to 179 Blackburn Road and 37 Churchill Street, Doncaster East. Removal of access from a road zone category 1, RDZ1, and removal of the easement along the western boundary of 175 Blackburn Road, Doncaster East. Do I have a mover?
I'll move that one, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor O'Brien.
Councillors, this is one that I grappled with in terms of my thoughts, and it's never easy to make a decision on such a large number of apartments, but I guess when one has quite a big area of land, almost 4,000 square metres, you are somewhat comforted by the fact that the development is going to be spread over some land. Some time ago, councillors, about 18 months ago, I was called by the developer at the time, who asked me to come down and talk to him about this development application, and which I did. I went down and met him on site, explained what he wanted to do and how he wanted to do it, and he had some grand plans. And I had my sort of town planning hat on and my councillor hat on, and I kind of explained to him that, look, what you're doing is a rather large development, and its location so close to Blackburn Road and activity centres and so forth, it ticks all the boxes, sure. But what I do ask, and what I am mindful of, is that you do be respectful and polite to the neighbours. In other words, you provide a design response that does really tick as many res code boxes and policy boxes as one can. And what came to us in May last year was a design that I had to say that if it had come to us today, I would refuse. Point blankly, I would put my hand up and speak against it. It was woeful. And a lot of work needed to be done. We conveyed that to the client and, sorry, to the developer and his team of consultants, and they went away. And they came back with some further designs and started fine-tuning it. That design, councillors, was really not polite or respectful to the adjoining landowners. And I'm glad that he listened. I'm glad that he came to design. And I'm glad that he actually called me up so long ago, which is something that, you know, I certainly would encourage developers to do, is to talk to the ward councillors to at least start that dialogue early. Councillors, I further draw your attention in your papers to the concern of the objectors. And Councillor Haynes and I have reflected on those concerns. And those concerns are quite relevant. I would be concerned too about a development of this size and nature going up next door to me. I would be concerned about overlooking. I'd be concerned about overshadowing. I'd be concerned about neighbourhood character. These are all valid, very valid town planning concerns that we take seriously and that the tribunal takes seriously. But councillors, in all that, in all the fine tuning, in all of the discussion and the dialogue, the development we have before us today is probably the best outcome that we could achieve for this site. This developer could go away and do what he originally came to us with, and perhaps we'd all turn it down and he'd go into King Street and try his luck at VCAT and probably get it up. So I think what's happened is that he's listened, he's engaged, and he's been respectful. Now, councillors, the objectors may think otherwise, but I think through the permit conditions and I think through the design response, we have tried to accommodate their concerns. So it's not an easy one for me to stand up here and, you know, talk gloatly about this application. It is good. It could be worse. It could be much worse than what we have. But what we have is perhaps the best outcome for this site. This is a site that is very close, as you may be aware, just down the road, Blackburn Road, opposite Mullum Mullum Ward. on the other side that is very, very, very close to a number of activity centres, neighbourhood centres. It's on a bus route. It is a development site that is ripe. It is five land titles. It is ripe to go. And let's suppose that this application goes down tonight, hypothetically. Within his rights, he could take this to VCAT. Within his rights, he could submit amended plans. Within his rights, he probably would, you know, bring in his specialist team that he has here, consultants, and argue. But councillors, before us today, I think, is an application that is worthy of support, subject to these very, very tight conditions. I do ask that you support this application.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I stand to support the officer's recommendation and the extra number of conditions that have been put onto it that do consider the neighbourhood character from some of those boundaries. It is a consolidation of five sites. It's what a number of people are doing on these main roads and these arterials, and it is something that is fits within the planning scheme and definitely is suitable for that site. So I ask that all the councillors here support this decision to pass the application as it is.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against? That being the case, I'll put the motion. Those four. Against? Carried. Item 9, Planning Environment. 9.1, Amendment C109, Flood Mapping of Local Catchments. Request to seek authorisation to prepare an amendment to apply overlay controls. Do I have a mover?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Gough. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleiner. Councillor Gough.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I move to actually support this particular motion of getting us to get that authorisation to prepare, I suppose, and amend our planning scheme. Over the past number of years, and I know in the past 15 or 16 years, we've had 3 1-in-100-year floods, which has affected a lot of areas of Manningham. In fact, the floods that, when they do occur, really do a lot of damage to property, and especially if that flow actually goes through people's properties. After, I think it was 2002 or 2002 floods, we started the process of flood mapping our whole area. Of course, Manningham, if you go back in history, would have been most of those roads in the older areas would have been developed in times where the standards of what was required wasn't there for drainage and whatever. We've spent a lot of money, millions of dollars, and this is aside, we've spent millions and millions of dollars every year to upgrade our drainage. Notwithstanding that, there are times when rainfall in certain areas becomes so intense that it will give an overland flow. In grid pattern streets, that presents a bit of a problem, and we needed to map it, and we've spent money mapping that. And this particular amendment is using that information, that accurate information that we've got at Manningham, to apply to our planning scheme to accurately show where the inundation occurs in different levels of rainfall, and especially in the 1-in-100-year flood level. And it's a much more accurate map than what we have got at the moment in our planning scheme. And I think it's important the state government and everybody wants us to have updated and accurate information. And in order to do that, we've done that past work, and now we're asking that we put this up for an amendment. Now, what this will mean is that it'll affect, I suppose, in our ministerial, in our strategic statement, but also there are a couple of overlays that are going to mark where this inundation occurs, and if you look through the report, you'll see at particular areas where we make some allowances or whatever to whether we impose a zone over a particular block of land or not. But invariably, a lot of it in the latter part will go over roadways and council land, but it also will affect the status of a number of properties. Now, there will be a number of properties that come off because of building and drainage works and other sorts of things that we've done that will actually come off this map, and there'll be other properties that will actually go on to that particular map. Now, it's not going to affect, and this is very important, if anyone's building a property there, it's not going to affect what they've got. But if they are wanting to build a new property there or do a change, then it is going to have an effect. And the effect is that we're going to ask them to build their dwelling a little bit higher so that the water will not go. So it might mean raising the floor, let's say, 30 centimetres, because so that the water will not flow through their particular habitable rooms. And it's habitable rooms that we're very, very concerned about with the water actually going through. So it gives us the ability to actually know the levels that the new dwellings on blocks of land in our municipality have to be, especially in these particular areas. So that's the important thing, is that it will give us accurate information. It will give anyone that wanting to develop in Manningham or build or rebuild their home in Manningham the comfort of knowing that they're going to be building to a standard that is going to meet, I suppose, with not being flooded into the future, which is very, very important. So these amendments will be advertised to the community and go through to the government for ratification. I urge everybody to support these.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Klein. I have a speaker against. In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried.